check it. Hayli not check here. Kafiye, vermeyin, vermeyin. Vermeyin, vermeyin, vermeyin. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. الحمد لله رب العالمين الحمد لله الذي خلق السماوات والأرض وجعل الظلمات والنور ثم الذين كفروا بربهم يعدلون نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونصلي ونسلم على حبيبه ونجيبه وخيرته في خلقه وحافظ سره ومبلغ رسالاته بشير رحمته ونذير نقمته سيدنا ونبينا أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد وعلى آله الأطيبين الأطهرين المنتجبين الهداة المهديين سيما بقية الله في الأراضين نورانيات خارج می شود ماه رمضان
The holy month of Ramadan with the fasting that is observed and with the worship and prayers to God and it's also replete with the recitation of the Holy Quran and many other such blessings which makes the faithful man it reflects light on the hearts of the faithful it removes the stains from the souls and the hearts of mankind in fact from the Night of Measure, called Laylatul Qadr in Arabic, the fasting person starts a new year, if you will, on the Night of Measure, man's destiny in the course of the year. His predestination will be written by those angels of God. He starts a new chapter, and actually he starts living a new life, like a new birth. They start moving on the path and with the stockpile of piety they have gained they go through various stages on the way in order to remember this period is a period of remembrance Eid al-Fitr is one of these periods on that path
این روز را باید مقتنم شمرد.
This day must be appreciated, must be
نماز روز عید فطر
benefited from. The prayer, a special prayer on Eid al-Fitr, in a way
در ماه رمضان
is a signal, is a sign of appreciation for the blessings of God bestowed during the holy month of Ramadan and for the rebirth.
در نماز عید فطر بارها
in the Eid al-Fitr prayers
به خداوند عرض میکنیم
for several times we tell God we ask him
ادخلت فيه محمدا و آل محمد
اللهم صل على محمد و آل محمد
We ask God to let us in the heaven of good deed and faith where His selected people have entered. We ask Him also to We also ask God Almighty to help us exit the doing of any kind of evil and immoral things and wrong ideas and beliefs that His selected people have been protected against. We ask God to let us make an exit out of those. This sublime goal, this is the sublime goal we set for ourselves on Eid al-Fitr. We ask God to give that to us. And of course, we ourselves are duty-bound to try our best to that end, so that we stay on the right course. This is the very piety. One of the great achievements of the holy month of Ramadan is repentance, is actually returning to God. In Abu Hamza Somali prayer we read, we ask God to help us reach the stage and the level of being able to make a repentance, to be able to go back the wrong way, to keep us away from evil deeds and thoughts, to stay away from any evil. In the prayer of farewell to the month of Ramadan, actually, the fourth Imam tells God Almighty, that God has opened this door to us so that we would move toward His forgiveness and to enjoy the blessing of His forgiveness. This is the door toward repentance. This is the window to the great and pleasurable atmosphere of heavenly repentance. If God Almighty had not opened the door to repentance, the situation of us evildoers would have been worse. Mankind affected by intrinsic ambitions makes mistakes, makes errors, and sins, commits sins, and each one of these sins hurts our soul. What would we have done if there hadn't been this way of repentance for us? In Kumail prayer, Imam Ali says, the issue of apologizing and accepting the apology by God weren't there, then how could we have compensated for all the wrong things we have done, all the mistakes, all the sins we have committed? How could we have gotten rid of all these heavy burdens of sins? We would have no shelter. We would have had no way out. This is what God Almighty has opened for us. This is the shelter. That is the very issue of repentance. You should appreciate this. When a young man runs away from his family due to ignorance, and then he returns to his parents and experiences their affection, this is called repentance. When we return toward the home of the forgiveness and blessing of God Almighty, God accepts us warmly. This return, which in the holy month of Ramadan, this happens to faithful believers, this must be appreciated and must be benefited from. I witnessed the effect of the presence of youth, the young adults, men and women, in the holy months of Ramadan, in the meetings where the Holy Quran was recited, the prayers were made. I saw the tears while worshipping in supplication to God Almighty. These tears are really precious and worthy. This is what is called repentance. We should preserve this, we should maintain this, and keep it alive. Going after our immoral ambitions and libertinism, we make mistakes, we commit sins. The holy month of Ramadan gives us this opportunity to be able to cleanse our soul. This cleansing is really valuable. These tears cleanse your hearts and souls, but you should keep this as it is. All the great pains, the deadly malices, egoism, pride, jealousy, aggression, betrayal, immoral behavior, these are all our great problems and predicaments. All these evils will find a chance to be cured, to be removed in this holy month. God Almighty will take due heed of His servants, and this month of Ramadan this year has been a very good one. There have been ceremonies for prayers and recitation of the Holy Quran and religious addresses. We saw people from different walks of life attend those ceremonies, different social groups, various figures from different groups and strata of society took part in such ceremonies. Lots of donations were made, alms were paid to the needy. During this holy month, all this was done. These are really invaluable by themselves. Each one of them opens up new opportunities for mankind. These need to be protected and safeguarded. I advise the youth to keep their enlightened hearts like it is. When they get older, it's harder. It happens more for the youths at this age. They need to keep their pure hearts like it is, to attend prayers in mosques on time, to get closer to familiarizing themselves with the Holy Quran and with the teachings of the Prophet of the Household, which is a treasure of Islamic teachings. All these must be benefited from and taken due heed of. We also need to do something about moral values of our behavior. Morals is more important than our deeds. The atmosphere in society must be of one of brotherly relations, not suspicion. I do not agree at all with actually looking at society and the atmosphere prevailing there as suspicious. We should stay away from these habits. Unfortunately, it's been spread everywhere, media, newspapers, and various mass media that are mushrooming these days, and they're acting in a more complicated way these days. This is what the routine that they have taken up, unfortunately, in order to blame one another. They play this blame game, which is nothing good to be done. This darkens our hearts. It brings darkness to our lives. It has nothing to do a sinner should pay for the sins he has committed. But the atmosphere should not be one in which sins are promoted. Insulting others, blaming others, accusing them of rumors. I should say that in the court sessions that you saw aired on TV, it was this is not good to do. Religiously, to say a suspect talks about somebody else. Whatever a suspect says about himself, this is proof. But if one in the dock says something about someone else, another suspect, this should not be taken heed of. Any kind of confession, religiously and canonically, in the courtroom session, in the presence, on camera, and in the presence of millions of spectators, any kind of confession against yourself, this should be heard, and this is what is to be taken seriously. But raising allegations or making confessions about somebody else, this is not to be taken due heed of. This should not be heard. The atmosphere should not be filled with suspicion. The Holy Quran says, when you hear that one person is being charged with something, this is not the right thing to do. Why should you suspect one another? The judiciary has its own duties. Executive branches should try to find the suspect. Judiciary is in charge of actually prosecuting and serving justice, as it says in our religion and in our jurisprudence, and we should not But punishing the culprit whose crime has been proved through legal ways, this cannot be done through baseless allegations and spread the rumor in society. This is not a good atmosphere, the right atmosphere. Or to see outsiders and their biased TV channels, they say something against a person or certain individuals and talk of their betrayal and their mistakes, and if we aired exactly the same thing, this is tyranny, this is cruelty, this is not accepted. Foreign media never sympathize with us. They never reflected to clarify the facts about us. They have always been biased, they never told the truth. Foreign media have their own claims, they have their own comments. We should not say this cannot be called clarification, crystallization. This is actually darkening or poisoning the atmosphere. Clarifying things means officials in the Islamic Republic, they say exactly, talk about their performance clearly to the public. This is what is meant by that. But trying to put the blame on other people without any proof and trying to pressure them and attack them with allegations and charges and attribute certain things to them, which might be true, but as long as nothing is proved, we have no right to utter those allegations. This person blames that one and that person blames the other one. This is not right. Foreign media, the UK's biased media, if we cannot get them as an indication, as proof for our charges, and then they start accusing the Islamic Republic of certain things that are not befitting of the Islamic establishment. It is beneath our dignity, some of these things that they attribute to the Islamic establishment. Accusing somebody is a sin, and raising charges against the Islamic establishment is a greater sin. Let's ask God Almighty to help us, protect us through our piety from these sins.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد وعلى آله الأطيبين الأطهرين المنتجبين لا سيما علي أمير المؤمنين والصديقة الطاهرة والحسن والحسين سيدي شباب أهل الجنة وعلي بن الحسين ومحمد بن علي وجعفر بن محمد وموسى بن جعفر وعلي بن موسى ومحمد بن علي وعلي بن محمد والحسن بن علي والخلف الهادي المهدي حججك على عبادك وأمنائك في بلادك وصلى على أئمة المسلمين وحماة المستضعفين وهداة المؤمنين أوصيكم عباد الله بتقوى الله در خطبه دوم.
In the second sermon, the first point I would like to
وظیفه خود میدانم.
I feel duty bound to raise the issue here. Is my appreciation and gratitude to the great people of Iran for the show of force that they displayed on International Quds Day for the world people to see. They tried very hard in the past years to do something about the Universal Quds Day, which is the crystallization of the ranks of the right in the face of the evil. They try to weaken the spirit of this day. This is actually the front of the righteous against the front of the evil. The Day of Quds does not belong to Palestine only, it belongs to the whole Islamic Ummah, the Islamic nation. It's the day where the loud and clear cry of Muslims against the deadly tumor of Zionism is heard. دست متجاوز اشغالگران who مداخله کنندگان قدرت های استکبار interfere the arrogant powers bullying powers who interfere in the affairs of the Islamic nations what's day is no trivial matter
روز قدس یک روز جهانی
what's day is a universal day
یک پیام جهانی هم دارد
it also carries an international message
نشان دهنده این است که
it's indicative of the fact that the Islamic nation in the first place will never accept tyranny
ظلم از پشتیبانی
even if the tyranny has the backing of the most powerful nations and governments of the world people are chanting slogans in support They tried so hard to weaken the Quds Day, and this year, more than ever before, they had to do so. However, the Quds Day was held in Islamic Iran, in the capital Tehran. The Quds Day rally was held, and it showed to the whole world that where the Islamic establishment is directed at. It proved the resolute of the Iranian nation. It showed that conspiracies, schemes, and the colossal amounts of money spent on treacherous policies and schemes have no effect on the spirit of the Iranian people, on the morale of the Iranian people. Western politicians in the past few months were deceived by their own media. They were deceived by professional press analysts and also experts in their own radio and TV stations, and they assumed that they are able to impact the Iranian people. On the Quds Day, you proved that it was only a mirage. This is the fact that you showed. The fact of the Iranian people is what the world saw on the last Friday, that is the Quds Day. It was shown to the world that the extension of this greatness, this great movement, is expanded across the world of Islam. It does not only belong to Iran. In various parts of the world, Muslims, wherever they can, wherever possible, Muslims staged the Quds Day rally and chanted slogans against Zionism. The Quds Day is a great day, and this great job you performed in the best possible way. One more time, the Iranian people proved that at sensitive times, they make their voices heard. The slogan of death to Israel. The week marking the Holy Defense is going to start, is around the corner. Holy Defense, that refers to Iran-Iraq war, has been a great religious jihad and national jihad of the Iranian people. The people of Iran, the spirit of their self-confidence, they proved this in the course of 8 years of defense. They strengthened this spirit in themselves. They managed to give rise to talents. Talents were flourished. They got to learn about their hidden capacities and talents of our youths. During the Iraq-imposed war, in armed forces, in IRGC, and also in Basij, voluntary force, within those forces, our people managed to depict an image of Iran that for tens of years, you could say there was never seen such an image from Iran for the past 300 years. If today you are witness to the fact that our people and our youths have the great capacity and talent, and they have embarked on activities in scientific fields and technology, this is mostly indebted to the Hola defense. It was there and then that the people of Iran got to learn and realize the fact about their true potentialities and their real power. Those who attacked the Islamic establishment and promised themselves that 3 days later, 1 week, or in 1 month, they would be able to capture Tehran. Today, 30 years passes from those days, and the people of Iran have become powerful day after day. And this tree has been growing, has had its roots deeper into the ground, and those individuals who had those evil wishes, they are now history. And it will be the same in the future. The same will happen in the future. What I recommend all the individuals of the Iranian nation and also the government officials in particular, both the executive branch and the judicial branch, they have started a new stage. They just joined us. They're fresh. I recommend that for the decade of progress and justice, they need to be prepared. We require a leap. We have been behind the schedule. We cannot reach an optimal point if we go on a routine basis. We need a leap. And this leap requires faith, it requires pure hearts, it requires coordination. It needs cooperation of all forces and member society with one another. The three branches of government need to cooperate with one another. They need to sympathize with one another to try to help each other. People should help government officials, especially the executive branch of the government that is actually in the middle of activities. They all need to cooperate so that we will be able to go the ways we haven't treaded before and to do things we haven't been able to do so far. On a certain point, I would also like to highlight among the things that need to be done, and that is science and knowledge. It's been a few years that the scientific movement has started in the country. We should not allow our elites, should not allow this movement to slow down or, God forbid, stop. We need to make a headway. Seminary schools and universities, academic centers, have a high responsibility on their shoulder. Academics, lecturers, professors, and students, they are all responsible. They need to follow the path of science and knowledge. If a nation is not able to, in the field of knowledge and scientific progress and making new breakthroughs, if a nation is not able to progress, they will never improve. If you see that certain individuals are knowingly being tyrannical, this is only supported by science and knowledge. Knowledge brings them wealth. Knowledge has brought them power, political power, and influence in the whole world and in regional countries. This is what is created by knowledge. The key to progress is knowledge, so you should not allow this scientific movement to stop. Another point I'd like to mention here is Well, this year we announced, we named, designated this name as the year for correction of consumption pattern. People welcomed this, officials also welcomed this idea, and those who I met, they all favored this idea, our experts and elites, and people who are well informed of social issues, they all liked the slogan. But what happened? Well, 3-4 months, unfortunately, the country was after these unreal excitement, those post-election incidents, and we lost the opportunity. We are leaving the first half of the year behind. The correction of the consumption pattern does not belong to one certain year. It takes years. I said during the Nowruz holiday that maybe it takes 10 years for us to do this, but we should start. We need to start. Officials should try their best. They should work. They should cooperate. Academic centers, experts, seminaries, schools, theological schools, they have their own roles to play. God willing, they will play the role effectively so that with the blessing of God and with the determination of the respected government that needs to be a forerunner in this field, and with the backing of the people, hopefully we will be able to progress in this field.